All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the regular scheduled April 7th meeting of the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm the Chair Pro Tem. And we're going to get started with a roll call of the members of the group. So starting from the top, George Ryder.
Here.
Joe Gonzalez. Estia Wangaza.
Here.
Kalonzo Brown. Mia Bidiaco.
Present.
Rico Ross. Myself, Tracy Rosenberg from KPFA, is here. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Here.
Lavarne Williams.
Present.
Is there anybody whose name I didn't call who's here? Okay, so that consists of a quorum of the coordinating committee, so we are good to go. In terms of the agenda, we don't have a preset agenda for this meeting. The obvious items we need to attend to is we do need to elect a permanent chair and a permanent secretary, so I'm going to put that at the top of the agenda unless there are objections. We will need to deal with some logistics for Los Angeles. And then we will need to deal with the agenda for the Los Angeles meeting. So putting that out as a draft agenda, are there specific items people want to add, subtract, or rearrange?
Well, Tracy, let me suggest that you reverse the two. We need Rico here to talk about the logistics, I think.
Okay.
I think Lavarne is ready to talk about
I'm ready
that.
To talk
oh, okay,
about
sorry.
It.
Okay.
Tracy.
So we'll leave the agenda as it is.
Tracy?
Yes?
We need the next meeting date.
Next meeting date for the coordinating committee, yes.
Or permanent
date. I'll
add that.
Okay. Any other changes? Okay, so we have our elections for permanent chair and permanent secretary. We will talk about logistics for Los Angeles via Lavarne and Rico, if he gets here in time. We'll talk about the agenda for Los Angeles, and we will set a follow-up meeting for the coordinating committee.
Also, the personnel committee is wanting the coordinating committee to schedule an executive. Wait a minute. Coordinating committee said special meeting to review preliminary ED evaluation. Draft.
Okay, so the personnel committee wants the coordinating committee to schedule an executive session of this committee or of the whole PNB?
Of the whole PNB.
Okay, to discuss the ED evaluation. Okay, I will put that on the agenda as a fourth item.
Thank you.
Just a second, it doesn't have to be executive session if we're just discussing it. Why executive session?
Let's talk about it when we get to the item.
Okay.
This is just a calendar on the agenda.
No problem.
Okay.
That's actually for the April meeting. Is that not right? Isn't that when the executive session is requested for?
I think it may wind up before that because the in-person session is the 23rd, and what we're trying to do is to circulate. No, I think it's after the in-person meeting because we want to do the. Circulate the survey between April 18th and 28th and meet with the PNB and then meet with the ED and then write the report. So I think it's after the 28th, and which means that maybe we don't have to do it tonight, but that it's at least on the agenda.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, are there any objections to the agenda as just developed? Good. Okay, so the first order of business is a quick election. I have been your chair pro tem for, I guess, one session, and also your secretary pro tem. At a minimum, I would certainly like not to do both jobs simultaneously. I will put that out.
I would like to nominate Tracy Rosenberg as our chair, permanent chair.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, and then I guess that nominations are closed for the position of chair, and thank you. I do need to disclose to you that this one time I have a binding commitment between 6:30 and 6:50 this evening that I was unable to reschedule, so I am going to briefly duck out on the call.
I would move that the election be by unanimous, whatever it is.
Unanimous consent?
Yeah. Acclamation.
Acclamation, okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Okay, so good. So I'm just letting you know that I'll be gone for 15 minutes in the middle of the call, but then back. Do we have any nominations or volunteers for the secretary of this committee? Okay, I'm just going to put out in a moment of begging and groveling that it's actually really hard to chair the committee and take the notes at the same time.
Oh, gross. We only have to record the decisions, right?
May I just say something briefly? We were talking about, in our preparation for the PNB meetings, we were just talking about last year, I'm not sure if Wendy was the secretary or not, but she was really, I believe, instrumental in terms of making the meeting happen in preparation. So I hate to put this burden on the person who also needs to be secretary, but that person, I think, would be really have the skills to help us to move along and pre-planning and planning for future PNB meetings. So, you know, it does. But if you have those skills, you know, please, step up.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay.
I think if you're walking and willing to do it, you should step up.
Okay, well, let's do it this way for now, which is that I will take cursory notes. They will not be as thorough as the notes that were taken in March, which actually we will have to approve, and I need to add that to the agenda. But they will record decisions only, and if we feel that the minutes are not extensive enough, then we can revisit that decision. But for now, that's how we'll do it.
Tracy, I'll record the decisions. You won't have to do that, so I'll do it for tonight.
Yay. Thank you. Okay, so I think we're settled. So moving on with the agenda, I think I'll add the minutes on the bottom because we have pressing business with the meeting coming up. So, Lavarne, did you want to introduce sort of basic logistical stuff for the Los Angeles meeting?
Yes. First, I'd like to say that the people who have been really instrumental in doing this include Rico and Jennifer Kaiser and Chris Nera here in the office and also Lynn Magno. So really would like to give a lot of credit to them for this, and I've just been kind of there to help move things along. So, of course, it's been held, the meeting, which is April, to help me with this date here. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's April, what, the
23rd to the 25th.
23rd to the 25th in Los Angeles at the Sportsman Lodge Hotel. It's on Ventura Boulevard, 12825 in Studio City, and the zip there is 91604. So what we've done is we have decided on that being the location that we have. In terms of the setup, we have reserved a block of rooms for Pacifica Foundation, and we have 20 rooms, and maybe in closed session we can go into the rate, but we won't do that over the phone right now because we think that they have really done a good job or good service for us in terms of giving us a rate, you know, being a not-for-profit foundation. So, and the rate is per room, and you can either share a room, so it's the same. The rate per room is the same whether you share or not. But what we're asking is for each person to find a person to share a room with. We'd really appreciate that if that could be done. And we've reserved 20 rooms. So, and if we still have extra rooms, at the last minute, there are always people calling to see if they could get the rate that we have. So perhaps we'll have a couple of extra rooms where other LSB members or others can get this room rate that we have. So, again, that's the room rate. As far as transportation from and to the airport, this is something that RICO is working on. But what we did get from the hotel, the young lady there, the coordinator, Jessica, said that it's $80 to LAX and it's $35 to the Burbank Airport. So that's what the rates would be. But the hotel, I guess, calls a limousine. The hotel does not provide this service. They only provide, like, vans, like, to Universal Studios. And also they'll have a van, if it's available, to take you to, you know, a store, grocery store, or something like that nearby. If I can recall, there was a raft or something across the street from the Sportsman's Lodge. So in terms of the other transportation, RICO said that he had three volunteers, so we will he will have more information on that, and once we get all of the flights lined up, then he can work with a group of volunteers to pick individuals up at the airport. And we have signed an agreement, so it's firm with the Sportsman Lodge, so we're locked in there. We have two meeting rooms. We have a large room that it will be suitable for the board and for the audience with theater-style seating. And then we'll have another room where we perhaps wouldn't go into closed session. and we're all able to get these for reasonable rates. And we also have breakfast, or kind of a continental breakfast for Saturday and Sunday, and then for Friday we'll have kind of like this continental lunch for the beginning of the meeting on Friday afternoon, which is basically like fruit or granola, tea, coffee, soft drinks, or pastry. So, and then what we had what the board had decided on, and thank you, George, for confirming this, that we will have a per diem of $50 a day, so that will cover the lunch lunch and dinner. And the other planning that Jennifer Kaiser is doing is that there will be an event for station event. So it can either be at the station, or she's looking at other venues, which could include the Sportsman Lodge. So that will be Saturday night. And what we'd like to do is to begin that at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And hopefully when we set the agenda, we'll end a Saturday night session at 6 p.m. so that we can all relax and then attend this event. Now, if the event is not at the station, what Jennifer and Bob and the group there, they're planning to do, if we have any little break time, people who would like to go to the station, what they would do is is take that group of people to the station so they could see the station and also see the archives. So basically that's the planning. For the hotel, if there are questions, please let me know. Oh, did I tell you, parking is $11 a day or $11 a night if you'd like to park there at the hotel.
Is there any public transportation from LAX?
I don't know. Do we have an LA person on the call?
No, we don't.
No, there's like the LA transportation system, whatever it is, I don't
pretty
think
lonely.
That. Yeah, I don't think there's public transportation from LAX that I'm aware of.
Okay. One thing we need to decide is whether or not, and this has been done before, if people choose to have a single room, whether they have to pay the difference between, well, whether they have to pay half the room rent, the room rate themselves.
Yeah, because the rate is the same whether you share or not. And what we're asking, in order to limit it to the, we have booked 20 rooms, so we will need some people to share a room, and we're asking you to share a room. And then the extra rooms that we have booked, that those will be rooms that other people who are attending can reserve those rooms, but we will not be paying for their rates. We're just reserve the 20 rooms.
Well, the question is, do we want to make that a voluntary doubling up, or do we want to put some coercion into it by saying if you don't do it, you have to pay for the room, for half the room rent? So in other words, we're providing half a room, and if you want the rest of the room, you got to buy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm indifferent. Some people, you may not be feeling well. You might room by yourself. There can be various reasons.
Let me just put that out there as a motion to the committee.
And living in a house with 80 people will be a chance to be by yourself. So
This is Tracy. I have a question about that as well.
But you have to pay half the room rent.
Okay, so you're putting that out as a motion. Let's have discussion on the motion, because I'd actually like to discuss something. If we're reserving 20 rooms, we've only got 22 board members and 2 staff members. I'm not quite understanding. If everybody,
doubles up,
you'll have a lot of extra rooms.
Four
board members live in Los Angeles anyway.
Right.
Do we have to actually pay for 20 rooms no matter what?
I understand, we have to have 20, but we usually have people calling here saying, can we get a room at the room rate? And so we think that if everybody doubled up, we'd be able to use the other rooms for people who would like to attend but pay their own way.
Right. Okay, so if we gave some coercion, I don't think everybody's going to do it anyway.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's my motion. I think it's worth doing. We'll save a few hundred dollars. Well, more than that. On 3 days, we'll probably...
Days, $80, that's $240.
Normally, that's the way it's done. I think that it's a good idea not to abandon that practice.
Okay.
When the hotel rooms are more expensive, you'll want to do it. I mean, in this case... the rooms are not that expensive anyway, but... Okay, so George, that was a motion that people will be offered half a room and they have to pay the upgrade. And that applies to everybody down the line if they want a single room.
Right.
Okay.
Could we amend that to say something about if you tried, like some people might not want to listen to me cough all night. Although I'll ask.
It is 3 weeks from now, Richard, and there may be other reasons why people don't want to room with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
Lack of bathing and things like that.
This is Tracy. I mean, I'm going to put out, if you don't, force me to double up, I may choose a single room. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's go with this. Sorry.
The difference, if we get everybody, doubled up, we're talking $2,600 for rooms. If not, we're talking, $5,200, $5,300.
Yeah. Which is significant for us.
It is. Okay, so Richard, is your amendment then formal, or are you withdrawing it?
It doesn't have to be formal. I just, if somebody's trying, and that it doesn't work out, that shouldn't. I don't know.
In other words, if you volunteer for a double room, but it somehow grows up your own person, you don't get it. So if you say I want a double room, and you're willing to take one, then if it somehow doesn't come out that way, you don't have to pay for the other half.
Yeah.
Is that the amendment?
Something like that. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So any objections to that as worded?
And implicit in that, I think, would be that you could be assigned a roommate.
Yeah, just be gracious about that, folks. But anyway, okay. All right. It sounds like there's no objection, and that's the policy for rooms.
Okay. There was a question about public transportation to the airport, and looking at Google, it appears that there is.
Okay.
On the metro line, a train that goes between downtown and the airport.
Okay, this is Studio City. We got, we can do, okay, I'll put it in my iPhone. Okay.
Any other logistical comments?
What neighborhood is this located in?
Studio City. Okay.
Studio
it's across from down from Universal Studios.
Just that we should get sometime, I don't know, within about a week, I would think, maybe 10 days, we should get a map of where this place is and information about the transportation. And I guess we have to give Rico time to organize the transportation, but as soon as he does that, we'll have to notify people. It'll probably be a number they need to call in order to be picked up and stuff like that. So,
this is Nancy.
We send out a summary of all the information we have on front by Friday. So she has all of that together, and she'll send that out then.
Great.
The other concern that we have is, you know, people here on the West Coast, I left a message for Joe that apparently in the past there was the foundation, and this I was on the board and I didn't even know about this, but I found out today that there was a situation where one of the board members who was also a staff member drove down to L.A. and was involved in an accident, and the foundation had to pay a sum of money because of this person, I think, rear-ended another individual. So I think the you guys who were planning to drive down, there's some concerns, so we need to talk offline about that.
All right. That will be fine. We're still planning to drive down, but we will work something out to assuage the anxiety.
Okay. Yeah, there's a concern about the liability and that, like I said, I was on the board at the time, and I didn't know that this had happened, but... Yeah, the foundation ended up paying a few thousand dollars for an accident that this person had driving a rented car to the board meeting in L.A.
This is Nia Tracy?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I think also in terms of the logistics, we should try to get them on the station's website. You know, now that we have the location, to get those posted, I guess, on the Pacifica website and the various stations. I guess that would be Arlene to let the jams know that it would post it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. There would need to be the location of the meeting and the times and maybe a map of where the place is and so on.
Right. Should I make it in the form of a motion, or you'll note that in the minutes?
Chris will send out the information on Friday. Chris Nera from the office here, she'll send out all that information by Friday.
And I'll send an email to the GMs asking them to get it posted on their websites.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Then I think we can skip the motion.
Mm-hmm. In terms of arrangements, I think you should also mention that we do have... we have arranged again for two different meeting areas. One is a typical meeting room, which is where the open meetings would be, and they don't have a second room for us, so they're what we're going to use is a suite for the executive session meetings.
Okay. So that'll be cozy and friendly.
It's supposed to be able to be set up for 20 to sit around a table, and they said they could put in, you know, a couple of extra chairs for us so we'd be able to accommodate the people that will be there.
Okay.
And the other thing that I might mention is that there's a slight issue regarding broadband, and John thinks that he and Otis can work it out, but it's something for us to remember in the future when we're scheduling locations. It's one of the things to ask them about is if they have wired broadband access for at least the meeting room.
And they do not, or?
It's not absolutely certain, but John said he thought he was getting it worked out. And the other issue is that we cannot have access to the meeting room for setup until 7:30 Friday morning. So John was saying if we can schedule something that doesn't need to be streamed, if we're going to do anything on Friday morning, they should be able to be set up for streaming by Friday afternoon.
Yeah, okay. So that's an agenda note that...
has to do with scheduling the meeting.
Yeah, yeah, that we may not have streaming until noonish on Friday. Okay, why don't we move past logistics if there's no other comments. If Rico joins the call later, he can sort of supplement a bit. Because I think we do need to look a bit at the agenda. At the last meeting, we scheduled a couple of committee of the whole discussions, one focusing around outreach, one focusing around finance. So we should update that we're implementing those. And then I guess the question is, you know, how else do we want to structure the three-day structure? I know there's questions about Friday morning and what we want to do with that. And since we'll have no other PND meeting between now and then, I assume a significant chunk of our agenda will carry over, but there may be some questions about how to structure it. So maybe, Arlene, you can maybe start. I know that you and LaVarne were going to take charge of the financial committee of the whole discussion.
Right. LaVarne's mainly going to take charge of that, although I'll help with that. And I think I was going to do, my understanding was not that it was so much straight outreach as it was increasing market share through improved programming.
Yep.
Yes, okay.
And I was going to handle that piece.
Does either of you have any strong feelings about where in the weekend those need to be scheduled or you'd like them to be scheduled?
Doesn't, to me, make a lot of difference. I think we had decided that each of those should be around 2 hours.
Okay. I mean, you know, certainly my suggestion would be probably not both on the same day.
What kind of information did you get, George, from people in terms of how many people are going to be there for Friday morning?
Not very much. I got about 5 confirmations one way or the other, and they're all going to be there Friday morning. So if we take that as a sample, I suppose most of the people are going to be there.
Well, what if we did one on Friday afternoon and one on Saturday afternoon?
I guess the real issue becomes how much time do we need for business and fitting this around that to some degree.
Yeah.
I assume that these are open sessions. We're not closing them to the audience, or are we?
I have no problem with them being open. I would just... suggest that they are, I mean, I think they are not official business sessions, and so as such would not have to be streamed. On that basis, I guess it would depend partly how much executive session business we think we have to cover. If we were going to start on Friday morning, perhaps one of them should be on Friday morning. But that's just a thought. They could both be afternoons, I don't know.
I would think that that's a good idea. I had another thought, which I'm going to just throw out there for a sort of different style of meeting. We have several issues, like the code of conduct or what to do about the people trashing us on the air, on our own air. There are some others that I'm just now thinking about now. I was thinking of maybe having a kind of free-form workshop where you'd have I've seen this done, so I was impressed with how much it works, where for a period of about an hour and a half, you'd have somebody in charge of kind of keeping a discussion going on these issues, and we could sort of decide at the time what the issues we wanted. And then people are free to move around from place to place. So everybody's sort of in one big space, but there are smaller, you know, rings of chairs where people sit and discuss these issues. And it's not formal. I mean, there's no motions being made or decisions being made. It's a chance to discuss things. And I thought we might try that for some of these kind of contentious and thorny issues, or even things that aren't so contentious, just as kind of a way of brainstorming. I'm not going to make it as a motion quite yet. I just like people's sense of whether they think that might be a good idea.
This is LaBarne. May I just say that I'm going to have to run? But can I just leave before? I'm sorry, George, to interrupt, but may I just leave this with you, is that we're planning the LA meeting. Maybe we want to give a thought to the next meetings that we need to designate a point person to start coordinating those meetings, like soon, or maybe even tonight. We should think about it. So, thanks. But I will check with you. Just let me know when, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any sort of reaction or feedback to what George threw out?
This is Richard.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. I like George's idea because I've seen similar meetings like that too. And not everybody would necessarily be interested in one or the other. One thing that I think... I'd like Afia to respond to. She has asked us to look at the affiliates task force, and maybe that could be done in one of those sessions too.
I also want to make sure that that there's a time certain on Saturday for affiliates who do come to be able to be assured of an opportunity to speak. So if we could reserve some time for that purpose as a part of the public session, I would appreciate it.
Okay. I think the push that, for me, that I'm hearing is, you know, my recollection, and I've only really been to one meeting for the whole duration, but as I recall, it's pretty packed in terms of getting through business in the open and closed sessions. So I think by pulling out 7 or 8 hours five and a half hours for sort of committee of the whole discussions, that it's good. But it's definitely going to make the rest of the meeting very tight. I mean, you hope that those discussions actually move you forward on some items, but it is kind of a scheduling challenge.
What could we do it all in 3 hours and do it Friday morning from 9 to 12?
One thing that LaVarne said about the, you know, financial workshop, you know, it's kind of, you know, finance 101, how to read the financial statements, you know, what kind of participation, et cetera. And she said that, you know, if a sizable number of people were going to be able to participate on Friday morning, if there were a couple of people that couldn't but that needed that information, she'd be glad to sit down with them one-on-one to help work them through it. So that's one possibility there.
For Friday morning.
How about if we do that finance workshop together with maybe just an hour of the of what I was suggesting, and we could let people suggest topics too. I mean, we could schedule some for sure, and you know, people that wanted to lead a conversation on something else would be welcome to and fine. And make that Friday morning. It'll be from say 9 to 11 would do LaVarne's workshop, and then for the hour after that we'd have this kind of free-form floating workshop, floating conversation. So I'll make that as a suggestion.
it could bleed over into lunch if somebody had something really
interesting. Yeah, people going. Wanted to hang out. Okay. Right, right.
Yeah.
I think that sounds good. Any objections to that or a suggestion that should be some other way?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay. Let's consider that a recommendation. So I guess sort of moving forward through the agenda, I guess we'll have Friday afternoon is also not official open session time because the meeting begins at 6 p.m. Friday officially, correct?
We can make it begin whenever we want. That's just been the sort of tradition, I think. And I'm not sure how long that tradition has been the case, but but we can do it other ways. And we often schedule executive sessions early in the Friday afternoon.
So if we're doing 9 to 12 as a kind of open thing, then perhaps 1 to 4 or 1 to 5 is an executive session.
Yeah. Or maybe 1:30. I mean, I don't know exactly what the lunch situation there is, but I think you've got to go out. I think there are some places in there.
Friday she said something about a, although it sure sounded more like late breakfast to me, but she said something about a brunch, whatever, provided for Friday.
I don't think we have to micro it out to that level of detail, but it sounds like we'd have at least a three-hour executive session Friday afternoon, and then we'd have breaks between the morning, the afternoon, and the nighttime sessions.
Yeah.
And then the nighttime session would be like 6 to 9:30 or some such thing?
Or 10.
Okay.
I mean, we get us all there. It's, you know, I hate to let people go without passing resolutions.
Right. That's your job. That's good. Okay. Well, that sort of seems like a pretty good outline for Friday. Anybody have any ideas about what Saturday might look like? And Sunday, of course, we pretty much know what we're doing, I think.
Well, before we leave that, and I know we might not be able to say a whole lot about this on open session, but do we have, I guess this is a question for Arlene, really. Do we have things that we need to talk about in open in executive session that are going to take 3 hours?
I'm going to have probably something that's going to take at least an hour, and it could take longer.
Mm. Okay.
That sounds probably like a yes.
I mean, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of discussion prompted on that one, and so, you know, and we may be reporting out quite a bit of what we discuss in that one, but at least to begin with, it's going to involve things that have to be in executive session.
And is it a good idea to have them up front in the meeting like that?
I think it is, because to some degree it could impact, you know, other things that come up.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So let's do it that way and go on from there.
This is Nia Tracy.
Yes, Nia.
We're going to the station Saturday night, LaVarne said. I just wanted to make sure she said Saturday night. Didn't she suggest that we end at 6 p.m.? That was Saturday, correct?
That was Saturday, right.
Okay. So, In terms of Friday, well, for all 3 days, I think we should make sure that there is enough public comment. I know Thea said that there's some affiliates that are going to want to speak. We want to give everybody an opportunity to speak because we don't want to be accused of allowing affiliates to speak over the other people that are there. So having 3 days of public comments, I just want to make sure that we do have that. Half an hour?
Let me recap. The way I've got it listed right now, we'd be doing Friday morning from 9 until 11, the finance workshop, 11 to 12, the kind of floating conversations, 1:30 to 4:30, executive session, and then 6 until 10 would be the evening session, which would be open, and that would include public comment, I would assume.
Yes.
I would assume.
Is that what we're looking at for schedule?
For Friday, I think that's what we're looking at. Just to
Should
recap,
we put a public comment time in on that Friday evening session so that there's
not public comment? For public comment, I think what Nia's suggesting, I think the minimum that we must do is we must do 30 minutes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Afia has made a request for sort of a part of that to be bracketed for an affiliates dialogue. It seems to me that 30 minutes every day is pretty tight for public comment. We often have a lot of people that want to make comments. So we might want to look at Saturday and Sunday. We'll probably have more people where we have space to expand that to 45 minutes or perhaps
maybe an
hour even.
I second that, Tracy. That's a motion. 30 minutes on Friday and an hour Saturday and Sunday, because if my memory serves me correctly, I mean, I've been to L.A. quite a few times, there's a lot of traffic there. And for people to get to the meeting Friday night, we want to make it late enough to accommodate those folks.
I think I'm willing to make that a motion. I mean, if we don't use the time up, we can obviously take it back. If there's not an hour's worth of people that want to talk, then there isn't. Yes, Richard?
What if you broke the time on Saturday in half and did 30 in the morning and 30 in the afternoon or evening?
If we're in two open sessions, then I think that works fine. We haven't quite mapped out Saturday, so we don't know if there's going to be two open chunks yet.
Of course, you run the risk with that with the same people coming and talking to both things. But you can make it. I don't know. Maybe you can make it so that if you talk in the morning, you couldn't talk in the afternoon or something like that.
Even if they were 30 minutes once a day, people might talk all three times. I mean, I don't know what you can do.
Yeah, I don't think we should try to limit that. There's no, we have no authority.
I wasn't talking about limiting them talking. I'm saying, although, yeah, limit them once a day. If you have two sessions on Saturday, once a day ought to be plenty to talk. And if you have one session, that's all they're going to get to talk anyway, is once.
Okay, so let's kind of put that to the side, because we don't know yet if we have two open sessions on Saturday, and let's kind of try to map out Saturday. We know we have another committee of the whole discussion for 2 hours, the one focusing on programming outreach, or outreach via programming.
And I would say we do that in the morning.
Okay. Well, maybe we can replicate the structure of 9 to 11 plus an open hour, which may pick up the affiliates item, I don't know. But maybe we could replicate that structure. I also think it's possible the conversation would go on past 2 hours, but... But in other words, use that Saturday morning and then go to lunch?
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, if people did want to continue the discussion from the first 2 hours, then it could be brought into this sort of more free-form discussion time. If they didn't, we could talk about other things.
Yeah, and we may, and at that point, we'll have met all day Friday, so there might be something brand new that evolved to fill the space.
This is Nia Tracy.
Yeah.
I would just like to make sure that there is room for all the committees to report if there are people there or whatever, because we don't want to happen what happened in D.C., where some people felt frustrated that they did not give their reports. So I think we should make sure that the committees report. And the other thing is, when the host station's general manager and chair speak, that the public session be after they speak.
Public comment session be after?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we had that somewhere along the line in earlier in the year.
Okay.
And don't forget we voted to have the local LSB chair speak for, 15 minutes or so?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a loose proposal And if people don't like it, that's fine. I'm just thinking, so we're going to have our 9 to 12 session on Saturday morning. We'll have a lunch break, and then I guess we'll come back at 1:30 or 2 o'clock. I'm going to suggest that maybe we run the circle on Saturday afternoon, take a dinner break, and then resume on Saturday evening. And
wait, no, there's
the body Saturday.
Stop at 6, okay. Then I'm going to suggest that we do an afternoon session straight on Saturday afternoon that's open, maybe 2 to 6, and that we use a lot of that for committee reports and LSB reports and, you know, half an hour way through the agenda. Because I think Saturday afternoon is a time when people would want to come out, and people who are going to come to the board, it would be a reasonably convenient time to come watch.
Yeah.
And if we do it in a chunk for 4 hours, then we get everybody there, and we don't have to move people around and in and out, and it doesn't become hard to find. It's obvious when the open session is, because it's a nice big chunk of time.
Okay.
And then that would potentially leave us with an executive session on Sunday morning, followed by a brief closing open session.
I kind of like that.
How about if we did 9 to 11 on the, you know, improving market share through programming, and then 11 to 12 had any discussion regarding affiliates, you know, with it being open to public comment?
Okay, this is the part where I have to dip out for a couple of minutes, so I'm handing the chair over to George.
Okay.
I'll be back with you shortly. Thank you.
What day were you talking about, Arlene?
We're talking about Saturday.
Saturday.
So the entire open discussion would then be about the affiliates and the relationship to the network.
And well, Afia was asking for something to be set aside for that, and so that would be the morning open session, and then the afternoon open session would be no topic limitation. Or maybe half an hour is enough time on that, and we begin lunch at 11:30. I don't know.
What's your sense, Afia?
I think half an hour would be probably more than adequate, but I would rather we reserve half an hour, and if we not need it, give it back, than to need it and not have it.
What I'm hearing then is a half an hour on Saturday, move lunch up to 11:30, come back at 1, and have a 5-hour open session. Or if we needed if we needed more executive session time, I suppose we could change that. As
on that affiliate discussion, if there are going to be affiliates there that also want to speak, 30 minutes is pretty short to do that discussion and them speaking. I would think a whole hour would be necessary somewhere, either there or Friday.
Well, what's your sense?
I think that there's a discussion that occurs at the CMC, and there's input that comes from the affiliate. I don't know. Maybe you're right, Richard. If we set a time certain for to make sure of affiliate participation, I wouldn't want to see it in the morning, though. I would prefer to see it in the afternoon, so that folks who are traveling and leaving home Saturday morning have adequate time to get there, and they're not burdened by having to spend the night in a hotel.
Do you know for sure there will be such folks coming?
No, I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling there will be.
Okay,
you don't think 11 o'clock is enough time for them to get there?
Well, of course, it depends on where they're coming from. But if we could do it after lunch, I would prefer that. So if we could make it like the first thing after lunch?
Then we have sort of an hour of, well, I suppose we could do that. We're not going to, if we schedule this as part of an open meeting
mm-hmm.
and put it on the agenda as such, we're not going to know when it's going to happen. That's just the way these things work out. I think if you want this to happen as a place where visiting affiliates can actually have a chance to speak and issues discussed, it has to be separated out from the open session.
I think 11 o'clock Saturday morning is prime time.
Okay. I'll go with that, and if we need to make a change, then I'll have to make a motion to have it amended, the agenda amended, or that more time is provided, whatever the appropriate motion is at that point.
So tentatively, we'll leave it the way it was, that hour will
okay,
be devoted. Okay.
Is that what we're saying?
I think so, that the hour from 11 to 12.
Okay.
That was originally what Arlene said. And
And what I was thinking was that if we don't have that many people that want to talk, perhaps we could, convene one of the open sessions within that period to discuss that particular issue and motion.
Yeah.
We might be able to do the whole thing within that hour, or it might be that we have enough people there that it takes up the whole hour for comment.
Yeah, if in fact, you have on the agenda, Afia, already a motion about the affiliates, and it would be a good thing, I think, if we you can find out how many people are going to be there by the time we get there. And we could reschedule that, we could have public comment before we actually consider that motion in that hour.
That was my suggestion. That's what I meant, why I suggested it there.
Yeah. Okay.
Give input before you all decided to vote on it.
Yeah. And in fact, if
As I read the motion, the actual discussion is what the motion is about.
Discussion and making
decisions.
Yeah. We could either have a conversation. I mean, either have a sort of public session for affiliates reps. Which would be just free form, and then go into an open session to consider the motion, and that would give it a half an hour or some period of time like that. Or we could open it up as an open session with that. Just stick the motion right there. It's a little bit out of what I've been doing with the agenda, but I think we could do it. And in the meeting to deliberate, we could just to begin with open it up for comment from affiliate reps who were there and see what they say about it before we go to decide anything about it.
That would be at 11, and then the PMV discussion would be say at 11:30.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, right?
It would allow for a little bit of flexibility if there were a lot of affiliate reps there that wanted to speak.
Yeah.
One could make it the whole hour, and if not, we might be able to cover both the people that wanted to speak and taking care of the motion.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fine with me.
Yeah,
sounds good to me, too.
Just because I'd want to be able to put it out on the various lists. Whatever our decision is, so that folk can make plans accordingly.
Yeah. However that goes, they'll be able to make comments about it at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Great. And then we have an okay. We have the open session, and then.
I would think we wouldn't come back until either 1:30 or 2 from lunch.
Yeah, I would think so too. What do we have then? We have a 4-hour session then if we come back at 2.
Yeah.
That's.
With public comment, I'm assuming at the end.
Sometimes if there's a hot issue, and I don't know that there is, that a lot of the local people feel strongly about, we try to make it so that the public comment is before we actually discuss the issue. But I don't know if there's anything like that at the moment. Could develop. But we can block out. We'll need to block out the open sessions a little bit more in terms of what we've got already on the agenda, and then I'll certainly give people a chance to submit other proposals that they want to see on the open meeting. So I think we have to fill that in. Maybe a week before. I mean, the specific times for, you know, for what goes
week.
23rd would be the 16th. Would be yeah, like next week. right.
Maybe in what we put out to the stations, in case they want to post it, we can just say 2 to 6 open session, including public comment, and we don't give it a specific time right now.
Sure, and we can let them know a week in advance. That's plenty of time if people want to arrange their schedules for, you know, when they, you know, to be there.
And then the KPFK reception begins at 7.
Right. I just have something that I... well, never mind. what I was going to say is that if we say 2 o'clock, we'll actually start at 2:20 or 2:30.
Sure.
What's that?
What?
If we say 2 o'clock, we'll actually start at 2:20 or 2:30. People are not good about getting there on time.
Right.
Say 1:30, maybe. So we started at 1:30.
Yeah. So that would give an hour and a half for lunch, and we'll say we start at 1:30.
Okay.
Okay. Although, I hate to plan for that sort of thing. I'd like to figure out some way that people would just take it seriously and get there.
Well, with the exception of the people that are listening on the stream right now, it'll be our little secret.
Right. Okay. let's see. I think so. Then it's Sunday morning. Tracy was suggesting a 2-hour executive session followed by, we usually leave about 1 o'clock. I think that's been my experience anyway. That we close out at 1 o'clock.
2 p.m.
Two p.m. Okay. So,
yeah, it's at least that, and then sometimes we stay over till 3 or 3:30 or something, you know, and people...
Does that include lunch? Do we do lunch on Saturdays?
You mean Sunday?
Sunday, I mean.
Yeah. Yes. It's usually brought in, but I don't know what the arrangements are going to be.
We weren't arranging for bringing anything in other than the breakfast, mainly because, well, for a couple of reasons, because people always complain about the food that's brought in, and a lot of people say they can't eat it, and it was pretty expensive. So we thought if we limited it to just the continental limited breakfast, that was pretty safe.
Right.
Maybe if we did only till 1 on Sunday, people could get their lunch afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. If you put a lunch in the middle and with the problem of getting people back together again, I think I'd go for that. So we'll go from 9 to 1 with, what is that, 4 hours with, say, half of that executive session and the last half an open session.